forever.
Welcome back to another steaming, piping, scalding serving of hot goss. It's a weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues, and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Let's get into some hot goss with special guest Gia Gunn.
Hi, gal.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, you know, just 40 minutes late because I was hanging out with Cardi B and J-Lo last night for the premiere of Hustlers.
Been around the world, aye, aye, aye.
But we'll get into that hot goss later.
Yeah, Alaska's on the road to Singapore, and I said, who should we get?
Also, I'm her replacement.
No one could replace.
Her stand-in.
Her stunt pussy.
Pussy stunting
about the block. We're so honored that you could join us.
Thank you.
Were thrilled at your previous presentations on the pod.
You know what I've heard? Like, I've literally been at meet and greets, mm-hmm. and I think I've gotten more compliments about the podcast than I have about my own look. So it's been excellent.
So many people comment at the podcast at the meet and greet, and I'm just astounded because, like, podcasts aren't in my life as like a thing that I listen to, so they're foreign to me, and I'm like, you just listen to me? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even stand my answering machine voice. Like, fuck.
I think it's interesting, and it's a way for people to like get a real inside scoop of what's going on.
100%. Now, you have the inside scoop on so many things. You appeared on one of the most controversial episodes of Race Chaser to date, and I had nothing to do with the scandal. Alaska called in from Europe. I was in Texas doing something, and we got Meatball, the guest host, in LA with me, and you hosted with Alaska, and in the hotel room after the show, they were crunching and munching and eating and greeting the world with all the shoes heard round the globe. Do you remember about that cameo on our podcast?
I remember we were in her hotel room. It was late after the gig. I had taken off all my makeup and all my like accessory, and she was like, do you want to come to my room? I'm thinking she's like inviting me to come and eat McDonald's or something, and she's like, we have to do an episode of Race Chaser. I was like, oh my God, it's like 4 a.m. Yeah. So I go over and yeah, I guess we had a cute little time.
Workhorses.
It was late. I don't really remember much. Mm-hmm. I don't even think I heard the episode. Did I do something wrong?
Or? Don't look at me. I certainly didn't hear it.
It was a lot of eating.
Yeah, you girls were doing what comes naturally. And after a show, you need a little bite.
Oh, it was like an ASMR episode.
Yeah, with French fries and stuff.
I love that.
Me too. I thought it was great. Did you see the VMAs?
I didn't because I don't have cable, but I
me
saw
either.
Clips on Instagram, which looked fabulous.
That was me
with
too.
All the drag queens.
So many. There was Trinity K. Bonet, Trinity the Tuck, Akiria, Delta, Jade, Tatiana, Riley Knox. I feel like I'm missing one. Maybe I am.
Oh. I mean, there was a lot.
So many girls, and Todrick and Dexter, and I just thought it was so cool.
But we weren't there, so it wasn't everything. No. But it was a lot.
I mean, who would you have impersonated in that scenario?
Oh, they impersonated. I was wondering why Trinity looked like Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I was like, she's not doing that just because she wants to.
Mm-mm.
They were assigned roles.
Yeah, they were assigned roles.
Okay, that makes more sense.
I don't know who. I think Trinity was a different person than she played in the video. Trinity K. Bonet.
It was just a different Cardi look.
Oh, that was
she
Cardi?
Had short hair Cardi, and then that's Cardi from the Clout.
With video. The yellow hair?
Oh.
Got it.
Okay.
I was just like, she's a highlighter.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
I had no idea, but I'm so thrilled to see all the girls up there. And literally, the line where they went to the wide shot is seeing all the girls that are killing it.
Yeah.
And it was all of them. It was so, like, it made my heart warm, and the choreography was so sickening by Todrick, and like the staging. My friend Melissa Myrtle from I think it's Silent House Productions. She did Rock of Ages with me like 15 years ago. Now she like mm-hmm. produces these stage shows and directs them, and it's like always these choreographers that become the best directors later. I think Hannah Lux, who does like Miley's videos, and Ariana's videos a lot. She did God as a Woman, I think. She was a choreographer too, or like a hair and makeup person, like those kind of people that like have been on these sets and help with creating the behind the scenes and the stuff before the camera rolls, I think are so well versed at being like a big concept person, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who did your videos for the one that you shot in the dumpster? Was that Kane?
That was Kane, yeah. He
I
did
love that,
that one.
Video. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So good that blue y'all popped up. But so who would you be if you were in the VMAs? Do you have any girls that you impersonate or?
Well, not really. I mean, girl, no, I
well,
don't
Well, if
really
Sonique's doing Selena, you
girls.
Could do anybody.
I mean, that's true.
Sonique does a sickening
that's
Selena.
True. With a little wig, I guess, and a little costume change.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's not talk about that right now.
Let's not. Let's talk about another big event, though. Okay. You went to an amazing movie premiere, probably one of the hottest anticipated movies of the year, Hustlers.
Yeah.
On the red carpet, on the pole.
Oh, yes.
Were there tokens? Were there tickets? Did they treat you lovely?
I mean, actually, at this ball, everything was free.
Ooh. That's nice.
Because that was one of the 20 dolls that were invited to the party.
Oh, it was a dollhouse.
It was very private. It was very personal.
How was the movie?
It was just like a handful. she was cute.
I love a cute movie. Oh, my gosh.
It was definitely cute. I'm definitely going to... I don't want to spoil it for the,
sure.
for the viewers. Because there's so much anticipation. Yes, let's just say I was more excited about meeting Cardi and J-Lo than I was about actually watching the movie. But yeah, maybe that's because I passed out for like 20 minutes. So maybe I lost part of the storyline. I don't know.
But slipping into K-holes during the premieres, I
things
see.
Things were not adding up towards the end.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited to see Trace Lissette and... Lizzo and
it was amazing.
All these girls in it because I love a stripper.
Yeah,
stripper movie.
I know.
I used to go along with my girlfriend who did makeup at Delilah's in Philly and like watch her paint the girls. $35 yeah. a face, lashes are extra. Yeah. All that. I love strippers.
No, J-Lo definitely did that. Cardi too. I mean, all of them. They definitely did their thing. It's really shot very like cinematically. There's a lot of good parts to it. Mm-hmm.
I like Kiki Palmer, too. She's fun.
Yes.
She's really fun.
She is fun.
Her Instagram is always lit. Speaking of the dolls, the Drag Race UK announced
yes.
that they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 8 episodes. So it sounds like there's at least one double save. And it's on October on the BBC and WOW Presents Plus app. Imagine yes. in 10 years when it's WOW Presents Classique. That's going to be crazy. Now, some of these girls obviously didn't know that this was going to be their most Googled picture for the rest of their life.
Because, like which ones, Willem?
The half and half Dalmatian dolls.
Bag of chips.
Bag of chips.
You can't take that look?
I can take it somewhere, but it would be probably to Howie B to remake it. I don't understand how two of them ended up in half and half looks. That is like a weird coincidence.
Maybe that was a theme for them.
It's very India Farah Phoenix, season 3.
You don't live.
I don't live. In fact, I might need life support. I'm just stupefied. Like, it's not well put together. It just looks like they're side lit. They are side lit. The one Dalmatian girl, half of her face looks like a zombie.
Well, doll, you're looking at a printed copy on a piece of paper.
Well, no, we went. I was on tour in Australia with Alaska and Jackie and Coco and all the girls.
And you saw them up close.
And we saw them up close. We zoomed on all their faces and we were wondering why they were side lit. The Gay Times cover is better than the promo cover. Like Davina looks sickening on the Gay Times cover. She's in this big purple ball gown and her promo look is like a column gown with like a boa, which is fine, but they side lit the bitch. She's too good for that.
Yeah, the outfits are not the strongest that I've seen.
No.
From the UK area.
I mean, I love Dolls Kill, but like, fuck. maybe Drag Race Australia.
And this is not sponsored, by the way.
No, not this non-sponsored post. Drag Race Australia was going to be sometime in 2020, so maybe the girls on that will fare better. And the Boulay Brothers Dracula season 3 yes. just premiered. It's all...
Did you go to the premiere?
No, I said fuck that. I just... last year, I was a judge and they took one of my comments and like took me from saying it to Bitch Pudding. I told her to quit drag and they put me saying it to the girl that they actually sent home who was like tragic enough that I didn't want to like, you know, be mean to her. I knew I could be a little mean to Bitch because like, you know, she was boo-boo, but I could tell she was going to go somewhere. The girl that they sent home, who we
Well, you know she won.
Oh, I know. Yeah. So I was like, I wonder why they took me saying that to her, where it would have been funny because she eventually won to the girl that actually went home. It's editing, you know?
And so you didn't like that.
I didn't love it because I thought that, like, they had a more honest process than Drag Race.
Mm.
But it obviously wasn't, and I'm fine with that.
Okay.
They paid for my parking, so good for me.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Drag- Did you know that you're on our soundboard?
I didn't.
You're our favorite.
I love that.
Are you going to be at DragCon New York?
I am.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I am. I will be there selling myself.
Hand jobs with your mouth.
Selling myself.
Uh-huh.
September
anal in
6,
your armpit.
7, 8.
I'm going to Alaska's Art Pop Gaga show at $3 Bill on Friday night.
I heard about that. Yeah. I think Laganja's in the show. I definitely want to go.
Let's go and split a bag.
Let's go.
Okay.
Down.
Are we on a break? Are we on a break?
Not yet.
Oh, I thought we were... Okay. So,
you don't call the shots here, Willem.
We can take a break.
No, we don't need to take a break. Well, why would you suggest that? I don't need a break.
Are you parched?
No, I am actually a little bit.
I didn't know if you wanted to make one further announcement.
I am making a debut at DragCon New York. They managed to give me one booth after... months of emails unanswered by them. We finally used a fake name to get me a booth and they gave me one instead of the three we were trying to buy. I'm going to put up all those emails for everyone to see later.
Are you going to be launching a makeup line?
Yep. It's called Cover Boy and I'm so happy.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
No way. Cover Boy?
It's so great. I love it.
Cover Girl, don't cover boy, girl.
It's the oldest like drag joke in the book, and I'm like, all right, well, let me use it. So I took it.
So what can we know about this line?
Well, okay, when anybody ever asks to get in drag and you're like, ugh, the three things that you always need are like a good solid lip, a lash, and then some glitter smeared all over everything, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And my glitter has like, it's in a gel. So it's kind of like, there's no fallout. You can just smear it on and it dries.
Mm.
The lip stuff can be used on cheeks and eyes. Mm-hmm. And the lashes are good enough that you don't need a double stack.
Also, there's lashes, there's glitter, there's mm-hmm. lip. Oh, she's like a full line.
There's 6 lashes, there's 4 glitters, and there's 5 lips.
Well... Can I have a code, Gia Gunn?
You'll be getting the whole promo package. I would love to do a user code. That would be very fun.
You need to.
Use promo code.
Yes.
I love that. We'll definitely let you guys know about a promo code, but we're going to take a break real quick.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should like try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Let's get political, political. I wanna get political. Alaska's not here to fuck it up. I'm kidding. Hi, Alaska. And hi, dolls. This is a very special letter from Yolanda in Brazil. She collected some information about the fires happening in the Amazon, and it's really important to let people know about this since the forest being destroyed will infect the entire fucking world. The Amazon rainforest provides 20% of the world's oxygen, and people are deliberately starting fires in effort to legally deforest land for cattle ranching. President Bolsonaro, even his name sounds fucking evil, is letting this slide. And last month, the INPE showed that deforestation in July had increased 300% in comparison to the same month in 2018. Bolsonaro accused the agency of making up lies that could hurt the country's trade talks and replaced its chief with a military official. Wow, so just like in America, we're ignoring global warming in opposed to like this totalitarian regime. Great. Okay, continuing on. The far-right president Bolsonaro, this is harder than Buttigieg.
Button guts, as you call it.
Button guts. Has accused his own country's National Space Institute of lying about the scale of deforestation on the Amazon. The Amazon contains over 400 billion trees, which all absorb humongous amounts of CO2 from the atmosphere. The global change biology stated that if we lose the Amazon, the effects of global warming would quickly become an immediately problem. Only 0.5% of the plant species found in the Amazon have been studied for medicinal properties, and it may hold cures for diseases today. If the rainforest dies, then the continuation of these practices and the discovery of natural chemicals will never come.
That was it.
That's it. So,
thoughts?
No more trees.
I mean,
I don't know much about this, but I know that like when all those millionaires, like the guy from LVMH donated 200 million euros when Notre Dame burned down, but his company only donated 3 million for the rainforest. And no one's like fucking, what's the word? Like, no one is like, has, what's the word? Not responsibility. No one is like, I don't know the word. Fuck. What's the word when you're like being held to do something?
Obligated,
that's the word. No, I don't think anybody's like obligated to save the rainforest specifically, right. But everybody should because it's our fucking world, and if you can, you should. I don't know.
When you heard about this, did you think it was like the fires we had here? Because that's what I thought it was. Like, oh shit, the planet. And then upon further research, these are all the fires are being started on purpose to get rid of the forest for cattle farming.
Well, Courtney said something really...
By the government?
Well, the companies
by
that
farmers
are being
and companies.
Allowed by the government.
And the government's looking the other way because it's good for trade and the economy, I guess. But Courtney...
Well, everything's good for trade.
I love trade. you want me to... Are you cold? You want me to start a fire, baby?
What about Courtney?
So Courtney said that this is in direct correlation to people eating meat because this is for the cattle industry, and I'm stopping eating as much meat as I have. I'm going to allow myself like meat once a week.
Yeah.
And that has a huge impact.
I'm going to try to do better and reduce my carbon footprint. I'm not giving up hairspray. That's certainly not going to happen. So what am I supposed to do? Switch to bus driver wigs? Where I don't need hairspray. I can only do so much.
Little bobs and bags.
Little bobs. Bob's not so little anymore. He's 230. He told me he gained 50 pounds since he won on tour.
I can't.
Like, 50? Where do you put it? Certainly not in your wigs.
All up under that stuff.
All up under the button guts. We have another person writing in about a moron. She's a flight attendant, currently living her best life in Salt Lake City. Oh, she said Mormon. Sorry. A coworker of mine recently came out of the closet as a conservative and his love for Trump. Ugh. The real gag of the century is that this person also does drag and revealed to the world her new drag persona, Lady Maga. A complete disservice to Gaga, I know. I feel bad for her because I know she's genuinely a lovely person and she is getting bombarded with hate. I just cannot get behind anyone who stands in support of this administration actively fighting against our community. Wanted to hear your thoughts now that we have a Trump-loving drag queen in our midst, Lady Maga. What are your thoughts on this bitch, Gia?
I mean, who is she and where does she come from?
She gets her wigs from Amazon, obviously.
What are her morals and orals?
Well, anybody that supports Trump, like, why would you support an administration that is actively trying to roll back LGBTQIA civil rights? Like,
I mean, we were just talking about this the other day because, my mother voted for Trump. So, like, I don't know. I try to wrap my head around people like in this situation, right? Where you, it's like, well, how can somebody vote for Trump but still, it obviously support? It's not like my mother doesn't support me or support gay people or support trans people, you know? But I think it's about like you and your own beliefs and what you believe is going to for better you and your life first versus other people's lives, you know?
Do you think she's going to vote for him again?
I don't know.
Well, that maybe that could be your like personal goal for this time is to get her not to. I mean, because once is fine because he was claiming to be good for the gays before he got into office. And, you know, maybe
because that's her whole thing. She's like, everything is all fake news. Like everybody's making him out to be like this person that he's not. And like all she believes that his intentions are good.
Well, even
deep down inside,
I understand that even if like his intentions are good and it is fake news. If you just listen to his quotes where his,
I agree,
his narcissism, it's like worse than like 400 Edwards children's.
But I just think, I don't know. I do think it's possible for people to have their own beliefs and still support and not, it's not like these people are homophobic or anti whatever. I just think they're looking out for themselves and what they believe is best for themselves, you know?
Yeah.
But it's confusing.
Definitely.
You know?
I got my dad to not vote Republican in the last two based on like the whole marriage thing with gays. And I was like, wow, my dad voted for Obama. That's awesome. I was
and
so
you
happy.
Just would think like as your own parents, you would think that you would have an impact on how they think or who they vote for. But I guess for me personally, in my experience, which has been kind of a difficult one, just in terms of having to accept all that and, you know, it really putting a bad taste in my mouth when it comes to politics and having my own views. And I don't know, it's just all so fucked up to me and it's just all so negative. And I just sometimes feel like, I don't know, the best thing you can do is just focus on your life and what's bringing you joy and happiness. And yes, have your viewpoints, but don't let that rule your life. And I feel like a lot of people let politics and all this stuff like literally rule their lives and dictate their friendships and their relationships with their family members. And it's just too much, you know? It's like, I don't know. We all know that we're just trying to live our lives and be happy. I think that's what everyone's trying to do. It just sucks that like things like politics get in the way of that.
One of my mom's friends and my friend, my mom's friend from school is friends with my mom on Facebook and was posting something in regards to something my mom posted about like drag or Trump. And she started talking about perverts and pedophiles and in the bathroom and and all this stuff. And I was shocked. I was like, I grew up with this bitch. I never knew that she was like a crazy, dumb, racist. Like, I was shocked. I was like, I like this lady. She was so cool. And I had to cut her out of my life because I'm just like not okay with someone thinking that I should have in any way different rights than them because of how I came out of my mom's pussy.
Right.
Because I don't know that I think I would choose this again if I could, but mm-hmm. like, I know I certainly didn't choose it.
Sure.
So like, what the fuck? Why does this bitch get to judge me? I don't know, but I do understand, like, I wouldn't want to ruin a whole, I'm glad my parents aren't supporting him because I would have a very hard time reconciling them in the face every time.
Yeah. And it's hard because nowadays it feels even more life or death. Oh, don't
it does.
Me like that.
I was literally trying to like blink like my eyes back into focus because my lashes are so heavy because I am in full beat because I am a professional podcaster.
She is.
Full beat.
She is, girls.
Glitter freckles, top lash and bottom lash. And we're going to take a break while I touch up my blush. And we are back, and we are about to go spelunking into the DMs. Get your hard hat and your flashlight. Oliver wants to know, hey, Race Chasers, friend of the pod, and he's got the merch to prove it. I was curious. Willem, you looked amazing at the Ready or Not premiere. How does this work? Since you're not in a movie, how do you get the gig? Do they just invite you? Do they pay you to attend? Do you have to ask? Is it worth it for you to go or just for fun? Since I don't see you all the time on red carpets, it must be a lot of work to get up and drag. I figure you don't just do it for fun. So I'm wondering about the process of Willem going to a horror movie premiere. Thank you, Oliver, Orston Dupree, O'Hara, Dyslexier, Davenport, Diamond, St. James, Andrews. Oliver, unless you're fucking me or funding me, my money is none of your business. The movie premiere was a lot of fun, and I'm glad I got to go. I'm friends with someone who invited me that I met at the SAG Awards named Barry. So it was great. Thank you so much. Do you want to read the next one?
What about the process of Willem going to a horror movie premiere?
Well, it involved them getting me a car. And okay. Then I went. I got off a plane at 1:30 from England, landed, was at the premiere by 5.
And what did you wear?
They wanted me to wear a bridal look. And I introduced the movie for like for Fox Searchlight.
Oh.
I think they saw me doing like the Stars One stuff and carpets there and stuff. And
they saw you around.
They saw me do some pop-ups.
They saw you around.
I gave them my thumb drive with some booking
material. Did you do a number?
No. But I was ready to do a pop-up. I don't think they were tipping. So
how did you go to the Hustler premiere?
Yeah, same thing, right?
I have PR and things. Yeah, well, you get invited.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You know Hollywood things.
Hollywood. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, moving on. From S, love the pod. Absolutely, Stan. I've got a question, though, that's more of an advice kind of thing than a pod-related query. God, your listeners are just so...
so wordy.
Yes. I'm seeing...
Friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits with this girl who's really sweet. But I'm also really not looking for a girlfriend at the moment, which is something I told her from the jump. Over the weeks, we've been seeing each other. It's been clear that it is the direction that she wants our relationship to go, I guess. Hmm. In short, my question is, does it make me a bad person to keep seeing her, knowing full well I can't give her what she wants because I like the attention, presence, affection that she gives me? As a side note, also, she's a top, and I'm not sure if it's like a regional thing or just a Gen Z lesbian. What the fuck is she talking about?
She's
is
a
it
top.
Just a Gen Z lesbian thing? But it's a very competitive market out there for bottoms. There's just too many of us. So, same, girl, same. So it's also sort of convenient to keep her around. I promise I have friends, but they're really not objective in this situation. Would love to hear your thoughts, THOTS. And would totally send a dick pic if I owned a penis. XOXOS.
Thank you.
Okay, so I guess there's tops and bottoms in lesbian relationships. I never thought of that until
yes,
now.
Yes, there are.
Wow. My thoughts on this is my friend was in a relationship kind of where the guy was clear from the start. He did not want to do all that. Mm-hmm. It was just for fun. All that. And my friend wanted to date him really bad. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, think of it this way. You want to eat a whole fucking pie. This guy has one piece of pie. Are you going to say no to the one piece of pie because you want the whole pie and that's all he has to offer?
Right.
No, you take the one piece of pie.
And you dive in.
You dive in. Exactly. And then
spoon first.
If that's all the pie that he has for you, that's all that you have to take. But don't try to like get pie out of him that he hasn't baked.
Right.
I mean, because what if you're a baker and you bake all night and then someone outside your show asks you to bake for them and then you're out of your ingredients.
And then you're just there cooked. Fried trout.
Exactly.
High and dry.
All of that.
The other way is the question.
What?
The person writing in knows they don't want a relationship.
Oh. Well, I would just.
The person writing in is so only she's asking, one slice of pie.
Is she wrong for leading on this other girl into thinking that she wants more, knowing that the other girl wants a relationship, but knowing that S does not want a relationship?
Remember the other girl.
She's I know you're tough. Just a hoe, so it's hard for you to kind of understand.
No, but I do have hoe code also. Like, this attention and affection, that's great. But about these presents that she's giving, if any right. of these are heirloom jewels, I'd say you need to make it clear that these will not be going towards starting a family. These will not stay in her family. They will be right. pawned after the relationship is
I'm
done.
I'm sure they're not. I'm sure they're like Gucci. Probably not Cartier, but...
Gucci's all costume jewelry, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck
They're
them.
Just, like, cheap stuff.
Cheap stuff. Little things. Throwaways. Next question. Liam is a big fan of the pod. He is an academic currently studying drag cultures in the UK and US with his partner, interviewing a mix of drag queens, kings, artists, and performers. One of the things that has been really strong in the data is the difference between US and UK drag cultures, especially what is considered drag. Lip-syncing versus singing versus comedy versus burlesque. And the types of language used within the subculture, i.g. queer, I can't say that word, queens.
Tranny.
Thank you.
I'll say it.
Thank you.
Tranny.
There seems to be a huge impact of RuPaul's Drag Race onto UK culture, and that makes me question how Drag Race UK could
Wait.
Impact. Did they really think I...
Bitch, now I have a question.
Yeah.
Why can't you say that word?
I can say that word in the right
Bitch,
company.
But you know you grew up knowing tranny as the way to refer to the dolls.
I knew of that word to be short for transvestite, and then transy was short for transsexual. That's what I knew. But nowadays, I guess it's been encompassed as one giant umbrella term.
Trans, drag, trans... Girl, we're all just a bunch of freaks. So let's just move on and live our truths.
I mean,
and just bitch, I'm proud to be a tranny.
I am glad.
You know why? Because I grew up knowing that there was nothing wrong with the word.
I also don't think there is anything wrong with it, but I also don't have ownership of it.
And
so
you know
I
what?
Can't.
You only let something insult you, or like we are in control of how we let words affect us.
I agree.
You know, like we dictate what. That means.
I love taking dick. You're right.
I know you do.
I don't know.
Is that wrong and not politically correct
no,
of me as
I
a
mean,
trans person to like not have an issue with that word?
10 years ago, 2009, Ticked Off Trannies with Knives was a movie at Tribeca with Erica Andrews, Crystal Summers, Calexis Davenport, three trans women.
Who are women.
Yeah. And they had no problem with the word. And,
it also depends on how you're using it. So if you're like, oh, that fucking tranny versus, you know.
Ooh, that fucking.
I'm going to my tranny friend's house. You know what I mean? I don't know. I guess it's just. I just guess I've tried to build a thick skin against stuff like that and not let words affect me. Mm-hmm. And when at the end of the day, they're just words, you know.
I agree. I don't really know
okay,
much.
Getting back to the question.
I don't know the difference between Drag Race or drag in the UK versus drag in the US.
Well, sure you do. I mean, you've been to like GAY and Heaven and the gigs in the UK. You just came back from Drag World.
Yeah, but they're just drag queens. It's all just drag. It's,
you don't see a difference?
I mean, they don't have as good wigs over there, but okay. They've gotten a little better.
What about Webster wigs? I heard they're great.
Their hairlines are a little round for me.
Okay.
and they just copy all the wigs that I already have anyway.
So your wigs are the best.
I have pretty good wigs, good enough that multiple wig companies are copying
them. Theatrical lace?
They're not HD lace. This one wig that Alyssa just wore in her Vogue thing was done by Katie Bem.
The colorful one.
The colorful one. And that was copied off of Cynthia Loomsey.
Mm.
Now, I love it and I'm flattered, but it's nothing compared to the Cynthia one. And I bought one so I could like tease it into the Cynthia one as like an attachment. But I mean, I like the girl that was doing it. What I don't like is that she was... This has nothing to do with the question, by the way.
Nothing.
You're passionately speaking.
She was a Wigs by Vanity customer, and then she started ripping off Wigs by Vanity wigs exactly, like the Persian Rose
Isn't
and the Blueberry
crazy?
Tart. I'm like, why would you rip off someone who's been so good and inspiring to you personally?
Everybody's
and
ripping
undercut
off everyone.
Them? It's just disgusting in our industry.
There's a rip-off Willem out there. Have you seen her?
Don't talk about Derek like that. I'm kidding. I love her.
Traditionally, in the UK, in drag culture, wasn't it more common to sing live?
I don't know.
Yes.
Well, some of them shouldn't.
And it's more like comedic than it is showgirl.
I mean, they have a history of pantomime, which is like this overly broad drag of men doing like the evil stepmother and Cinderella. And like, I think drag over there is a lot broader and it doesn't necessarily need to be polished to be considered good.
Right. Broader as in broad shouldered or just broader?
A little bit. I love drag all over the world though. And
same.
Yeah. And can't wait to see whatever else. Jay has a question.
Jay?
Yeah.
Should I ask?
You can query.
Hey, Gia and Willem. Love seeing both of you at Drag World last weekend. Willem's Crocs and Alaska's Somersault were both works of art. My question is your opinion on meet and greet styles. Would you rather have less people with longer conversations or more people but quicker interactions? Ooh, this is a perfect one for you.
Yeah.
Also, Willem winked after she took a picture with me, and I loved it. So here's my dick. Please rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. Where's the dick?
Oh. Did you have a mirror on the ceiling? Holy fuck,
How's
Jay.
How's the dick?
Oh, the dick is sequoia-like, majestic, strong. Ooh, that one's giving me indigestion already.
She got hair, body, face, and mug.
He's the one. Oh, wow. He's the one.
Is big, bitch.
I forget the question.
Would you want to have more people with less time or less people with more time?
I don't give
a fuck.
How much
time do you want to have with that dick?
Yes, you do, bitch. I've done meet and greets with you before.
I have a saying where I go up to a photographer at the beginning of the meet and greet and always say, do you want to play a game? And they're like, huh? And I'm like, let's play a super fun game called One and Done, where we take one picture of everybody. Because if you talk to someone and then you mm-hmm. and then you say, okay, let's model. And you get the pose right so they don't feel rushed. All you need is one good frame.
It's true.
Maybe two.
It's
if it's
true.
A queen, I always give two. But like,
right.
I like to do the picture myself because I control the angle, I control the
right.
lighting, instead of someone else and fumbling, taking five pictures like it's fucking an editorial spread for Harper's Bazaar. I don't need all that. Let's just one and done. Like, I...
Now, yeah, no. It's true.
I mean,
it
doesn't trade on the interaction because I make sure I look everybody in the eyes. I ask them their name. I try to get gossip out of them. I ask who's treating you shitty today.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff. Like, I talk to everybody.
See, that was not my experience with Miss Cardi and J-Lo. And
no.
I think maybe I was like, maybe I... No, I'm serious. This is like a thing. Because I feel like I missed my opportunity, you know? Because
yeah.
I kind of like freaked out. I mean, it's J-Lo and Cardi. I'm on a fucking stripper pole with 30-inch weave, stripper shoes that she has on in the first scene of the movie. So I'm like, was she feeling it from me? Because I showed up. Meanwhile, all the other girls showed up in like gym shoes and workout clothes because the attire was workout chic. And I showed up in stripper mode.
Well, why
because
not?
I was there for the
There's
photo.
There's cameras.
And for the, hello.
Hello.
But like, I walked, because you know, this was like the first time that I like have been in like a meet and greet situation with like a, you know, real celebrity or someone mm-hmm. that actually made me feel nervous. Yeah. Like how these kids feel sometimes meeting when they us. Meet us.
Yeah.
And so I guess in the long run, I really learned from this experience of how it's just our job to honestly connect with the people that are there in front of us. And even if like we're having a bad hair day or we're just not feeling it, like every hello and I think every hug and every eye contact, it really does make a difference.
I see this eye contact from Jay.
Honey.
The brown eye contact okay. of life. This dick.
So the question was...
What did he want?
Longer time.
Oh, well, we talked people. About it. Yeah.
Exactly. We're good.
Yeah. And this dick on a scale of 1 to 10 is... If I weighed it, it would look like it would weigh 11 pounds. That is meaty. Ugh. Dong, da dong, dong, dong.
I love that you get people to send you dick pics.
The dick is lovely, but I also would be remiss if I didn't mention the burls. The burls are beautiful.
Beautiful burls.
Beautiful burls. Roll that
and
beautiful burl.
He puts his face in there too. I live.
Oh yeah, I want to put my face in there.
The DMs are wild on our.
Yeah. Are they?
So good. Hey,
I live.
Thank you so much for checking out Hot Goss this week. Alaska is so sorry she couldn't be here. I'm going to be on punishment next week, I bet. You can follow Gia on all of her socials at Gia Gunn with two N's, and you can follow us on IG at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. At Race Chaser Pod, and we will be back next week with more pipe and steam, scalding, boiling, hot goss. Say bye, Gia.
Bye.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarche.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited. Hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.